Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
I'm going to sing this one right here, because that's the song. So.
Yeah.
It is, but I
love Leandrea. Yeah, one of my favorites. Just what I needed to hear. Sometimes. It feels cold and you feel alone. Hold on, cause better days are coming. It can get rough in this world. I know it ain't easy, but hang on in there. I know better days are coming.
Yeah.
You'll seem good, you'll seem bad. You've been happy and sad. But just remember that better days, better days are coming.
Better days are coming. Glory to God. How many of you know that better days are coming? Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to believe, God, that you got to know that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he is letting us know that better days are coming. How many of you have been waiting on God to to do something for you. You've been waiting on something to come to pass. And God has even, the Holy Ghost has even showed you some things that you still are waiting on. Well, I got news for you today. Better days are coming. And though the vision tarry, Jesus said, hallelujah, though the vision tarry, wait for it, it shall surely come to pass. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Cleveland, Ohio. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall and we shall rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is an awesome God. He is an omnipotent God. He's an omniscient God. He is so worthy. He is worthy of all the glory, all the honor that's due his holy and righteous name. I'm so glad about what Jesus is doing in my life. Are you glad about what Jesus is doing in your life? I know that God has a plan. He has a purpose. Jesus for me, and he has for you. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. He said, they are good and not evil. He said, to give you a future, a hope, and an expected end. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So better days are coming. It's going to get better and better. And even every round, even that we go in the spirit, it's going higher and higher. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about what God is doing. He's just a worthy God. He is just so honorable, and to God be all the glory, all the honor. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today we're talking about patience. Our scripture is coming out of the book of James, the first chapter of James. Let patience have her perfect work. Patience have her perfect work. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of James. The book of James, the first chapter and the fourth verse. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for patience. We thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, oh God, and we thank you for allowing us to wait on you. We thank you for the visions that you have bestowed upon us, and though they tarry, they shall surely come to pass. We thank you for better days that are coming. We thank you for waiting on you, Father God, that we are being more entire, wanting nothing. So we thank you for the Spirit, oh God, the word that's coming forth today to encourage us, to bless us, and enhance our life, oh God, in Christ Jesus, and to be renewed and restored in Christ Jesus. We ask that you will continue, Father God, to look upon us and to bless us, Father, spiritually and naturally, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let patience have her perfect work. Said in his word, he said he goes away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we might be also. Hallelujah. He says, but I will not leave you, glory be to God, comfortless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said the Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, is going to show you some things to come. The Holy Ghost is not only going to lead and guide you, but the Holy Ghost, he said, is going to show you. He says S-H-E-W, not S-H-O-W, S-H-E-W, show you things to come. Hallelujah. In the spirit realm. Hallelujah. That's what God is. He's a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. I'm glad about Jesus, and I'm glad about his word, because his word is quick, is powerful, and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Ghost said that he went away to prepare a place. See, he has to prepare a place for us. And then while we're waiting on that place that we can spend eternity with him, he has a plan here for us and a purpose here on earth. And so He's telling us to wait, you know, on that eternal life, that eternal mansion that he has prepared for us. But Jesus has bestowed some blessings, earthly blessings, right here on this earth for us. And we have the Holy Ghost, which the Comforter, that Spirit of God, that will even show you some things to come before they even manifest. Glory be to God. So in Habakkuk, let's go there into the book of Habakkuk. That's in the, second chapter of Habakkuk is in the Old Testament. Let's go to Habakkuk in the second chapter. And we're going to read the first four verses of Habakkuk in the second chapter. And it reads, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that ye may run that readeth. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, hallelujah, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. In the beginning of this broadcast, I quoted the scripture, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we first must believe God is who was and who is to come. God gives us the gift of faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not. Hallelujah. We just know that God is God. Amen. We can't see God, but we know God is a spirit. Amen. So we said just earlier, they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. And Jesus tells us when he went away to prepare a place, he said, what? I will not leave you comfortless, because his spirit, hallelujah, glory be to God, which is the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, is going to show you some things. And here Habakkuk says, though the vision tarry, wait for it, it shall surely come to pass. Glory be to God. Let patience have her perfect work. Let patience have its perfect work. Oftentimes we're waiting on things that we desire of God, or we are waiting on something to transpire or take place in our life because we have seen it, because the Holy Ghost has revealed it. The Comforter has shown us. And we've seen it, and the Bible says, though the vision tarry, it says, wait for it. It surely come. Just like Jesus said when he goes away to prepare a place for us, he says, he left us his Comforter so we could be comforted in our waiting. Glory be to God. So that Comforter, it helps us to wait. The Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, helps us to wait on God. Glory be to God. His Spirit, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some blessings to have visions, hallelujah, from God. Through the Holy Ghost, to have these vision shown to you, things that have not come to pass, but you're waiting on God. It's so wonderful that he shows you these things even before they happen. He lets you know some good things that you desire, and then he lets you know some things that you may not desire through his Spirit, the Holy Ghost. But let patience have her perfect work. We're talking about that today, how we're allowing God to manifest and show up and show out. We got to wait on him. We got to wait on God even wait on that vision to come to pass. We all want to go to glory, but a lot of us are not ready to go to glory. Amen? So he is allowing us an opportunity to get it right here on earth. And Jesus says in his word, in your patience possess ye your what? Soul. What is your soul, your will, your mind, and your emotions? In your patience possess ye your soul. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. And we have to allow that manifestation of the fruits of Christ Jesus to dwell in us. Amen? And today we're talking about letting patience have her perfect work. Hallelujah. Jesus, you know, he's so wonderful. He's so kind. He just, he'll blow your mind. And Jesus tells us even in his word, he shall and he will perfect that concerneth you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? He'll perfect that concerning you. Just wait on him. Hallelujah. We have to wait on God. And we're in our waiting, he says, possess ye our souls. But how do we wait? What if the Holy Ghost did not show you this vision that you or something you're desiring or you're waiting on God? Then that's where he says, in your patience, possess ye your what soul? So then we have to have faith to believe God. Amen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, amen, hoped for, that's the key, and the evidence of things, glory be to God. I'm hallelujah in the book. I know I'm in the book. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So you hadn't seen some things. You may say, well, I haven't had any vision. The Holy Ghost has not revealed this to me. But I just believe in God. In your patience, possess, have her perfect work. Glory be to God. Put on patience. Hallelujah. Let's put on the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. The fruits of the Spirit, they taste good. Amen. Fruits are nourishing. They have vitamins and they have nutrition. And so Jesus wants us to let patience have her perfect work. Glory be to God. Give God some glory. Give him some praise for what he's doing, for what he's already done. And how you know? Because you have faith for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. The evidence of things not seen. But this is the substance of things what? Hoped for. Glory be to God. You know, I was always a visionary, and God would always show me things and dreams and visions, and that was just the Spirit had pouring his Spirit out upon me at an early age. But then when I was baptized in the name, I repented of my sins and was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and I received the evidence of I spoke in tongues. And because after I was baptized in Jesus Christ, I took on him. And then I received the gift of what? The Holy Ghost, which was the evidence of speaking in tongues. I spoke in an unknown language, edifying my spiritual man. In my state, the Lord had begun to reveal some things to me that I did not want to see come to pass, but he revealed it to me through his Holy Ghost. Amen. Death that I did not want to see occur. Dangers that seen and unforeseen. But he showed me some dangers seen. Not only was it unforeseen, I'm talking about dangers seen. And I had to accept what the Lord had revealed, because it was the Holy Ghost showing me these things to come. Let patience have her perfect work. God does not let anything slip up on us. He wants us. He said, warning comes before destruction. Amen. But he said, let patience have her perfect work. Let him bring it to pass through his Holy Ghost, his power. Okay? Amen. His spirit is showing you what he's shown you in the spiritual realm through his spirit. But now he wants you to allow that to manifest, to just wait on it to manifest in the natural realm. Because he said in Habakkuk in the second chapter, though the vision tarry, wait for it. It shall surely come to pass. And then there's those things that God has shown and will show you that you want to, you're waiting on to come to pass. But then there's also those times where you can just have a little talk with Jesus, and he will reveal himself supernaturally by his spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. And his manifestation of his power is so awesome. It's so magnificent. It'll blow your mind. I had a little talk with Jesus the other day, and I said, Lord, I had to tell him what was going on. And I just needed some revelation from God. And as I ended that prayer, I went to sleep, and early that morning, later that morning when I rose, prior to me rising, he revealed himself in the spirit through a vision. And as soon as I woke from my sleep, so I had that talk with him, he manifested his spirit while I was sleeping in a vision. And when I woke, the vision that he showed me, it manifested itself right before my eyes. So what am I saying today? Though the vision tarry, wait for it. It should surely come. It may not happen overnight like this encounter I had with the Lord just on Friday night, early Saturday morning. It may take a week. It may take a year. It may take 5 years. It may take 20 years. But though the vision tarry, wait for it. It shall surely come to pass. Let patience have a perfect work. Turn with me to Romans, the book of Romans. And let's see, the book of Romans here, and this is the fifth chapter, the book of Romans, and the fifth chapter. And it reads, for being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in what hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh what? Patience, experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by what? This is it, everyone. By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Wow. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a precious, precious promise of God. It's a beautiful spirit. And it, Jesus says he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Jesus wants us to call upon him while he may be found. Cry out, cry loud, and spare not. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus while he is near. Jesus, he left us know in his word that he is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Jesus gave us what? He said, the Holy Ghost. He says, I'm not going to leave you, but the Holy Ghost is going to show you some things to come. That's your gift. That's your comforter. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God that'll speak to you, that will just resonate in your spirit, man. Let patience. See, when we wait on God, we won't end up with our backs up against the wall. See, when we wait on God, we'll be in his perfect will and not his permissive will. Hallelujah. When we just wait on the Lord. He says, wait, I say, wait on the Lord. He said, wait on the Lord and be of what? Good courage. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Wait on him. He's going to deliver what he said he would do, because he is not the Father of lies, but he is the Father of light. Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. And his word is truth. Hallelujah. He said he sanctifies us through thy word. Hallelujah. And his word is truth. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. He says, in my house are many mansions. He says, if it were not so, I would not have told you. He says, if it were not so, I wouldn't have. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'd go away, he says, to prepare a place for you. He goes away to prepare a place. Just like a husband, the man that the groom goes to get a house to put his bride in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says that where I am, ye may be also. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, he said, will show you things to come. Glory be to God. Let patience have her perfect work. Wait on God. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God, you can depend on God. God is, he's a dependable. You can just depend on God, because God is not a man that he should lie. Put your trust in the Lord. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, Jesus Christ. He will direct your path. He's a dependable God. Depend on him in your waiting. Remember, in your patience, possess ye your soul. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord, and let God have his way. Thank you.
Dependable girl. It doesn't matter.